Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, no more see-through sealable bags, no more mini shampoos or gels, and no more having to take laptops and phones out of your bag. Are we about to see an end to some of the post 9/11 security checks and policies in airports around the world? Already some Irish airports have lifted some restrictions thanks to significant investments in new scanning machines. Brian O'Connell joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
You went to Shannon Airport for us, laden with gels and shampoos and all sorts of things. What's changed there?
Well, what's changed is that Shannon Airport has installed new scanning machines, part of a €2.5 million investment. So it means restrictions on liquids of more than 100 millilitres no longer apply. So you can bring whatever volume of liquid you like once it fits in your cabin bag. So the days of fumbling for clear plastic bags and making sure you can fit everything in, they're all gone. And travel time through security, it's cut in half by this new measure. The feeling now is that many airports will follow. So obviously those 100 milliliter restrictions first introduced in 2006 in response to 9/11.
So this is good news, but have all the restrictions around the liquids and the electronics, are they gone?
They're all gone. There are some other restrictions which remain, but you'll still have to wear the good socks, Claire, because the shoes have to come off. the belts, I always have one. Anyway, the belts have to come off, but really everything else can go onto that tray. You know, the electronic items, that can stay in your bag. So it really is a change. I met with John Francis, security manager for Shannon Airport, and he talked me through the changes.
You're in our central checkpoint here at Shannon.
Your boarding card is checked here, and this is the point where you have to go rooting in the bag for all those liquids. You have to take the belt off, the shoes have to come off, the piece of the gold medallion around my neck has to come off. But it doesn't.
Okay, no, not anymore. When you arrive here, there's no more restrictions on the liquids. You don't need to present them separately, so they can stay. Whatever liquids that you have can remain in your bag.
No more of those little plastic
see-through bags. No more
of
the miniatures, no more of the plastic bags, and indeed no more conflict with passengers going through either. Equally, you don't have to remove electronic items. The equipment is equipped to scan these items and also to virtually remove the electronics and see what's underneath and see what's inside. In this case, it's quite different because the tools are on board the machine. It's not X-ray, it's CT scanning, so there's a rotating gantry that takes 131 images per minute. It's also explosive detection system, so it's screening the liquids to see if they are anyway risky or prohibited.
And this is the first airport in Ireland to have them?
This is the first state airport. They're in other airports in Kerry and in Donegal.
So what it means then, obviously, you can, because I'm looking here and I mean people are moving through pretty quickly here.
Yeah, because you don't have to divest or break all your property down, it goes into, obviously there's less trays, so everything goes into the single tray. It's just placed onto the conveyor and the conveyor then takes it through the system and out to the other side.
Well, hang on, people are still having to take off the old shoes.
That's because we operate, yes, because we're going through a security scanner rather than a walk-through metal detector.
So John Francis there outlining the changes, but you put it to the test yourself, Brian, did you?
I did. I put my own backpack complete with water bottle, a laptop, electronic devices. I had batteries in the backpack. All of it went through the scanner, and then I also met some passengers who had come through. So I have my bag here. I've got a laptop in it. I have a bottle of water on the side of it.
Yes.
Various other electronic items. And I've got my phone in my back pocket.
Yes.
So what do I need to do?
You need to place you need to take a tray.
Yeah.
You need to place the bag in the tray. If you have your phone, put your phone in. If you have a belt,
yeah,
then put your belt in as well.
Okay, but that's it.
So that's all your property.
Everything goes into the tray.
And then all you do then is just push it forward.
And then tell me about the machine you walk through. There's something different about that as well. You don't put your hands up. What's
no,
the story with that?
We've now migrated to a security scanner.
I'm getting worried about my bag.
But don't worry about your bag. Your bag will be fine. We have the laptop highlighted here.
Yeah.
So if we just click that, the laptop comes up. And if we remove the laptop, then the laptop is taken out.
Very
so
good.
We can clear that.
Yeah.
And then we can rotate this.
Yeah.
We can stretch it.
It's so detailed.
You can take your property away. Yeah, it really makes the job on the screener much easier and very accurate.
What do you think of this new scanning thing, lads?
Great, they should do it everywhere. Airports and clashes should stop cheaping out. I know the technology is there available, so they should spend their bucks, but it's great to see Shannon Airport at the forefront.
So for you, you're putting your shoes back on, so you just have to take off the shoes, the belt, everything else went in.
Once they get us to keep the shoes on, then that'll be perfect.
That's
then
the next thing. Will that ever happen?
Yes, there is a module being developed for the scanner that will deliver that, but it's still in development, so it's not quite there yet. So obviously, as and when that becomes available, then we would migrate to that.
Are you heading off somewhere?
We're going to Barcelona.
Oh, fantastic.
Barcelona for a bit of sun, and we're actually from Spain, so we're just visiting my brother there as well. So.
Fantastic. Have a great trip.
Thanks very much.
I'd love to be going to Barcelona.
Oh, stop loving.
What happens if they do find a suspicious item?
Well, Ryan? They obviously test it. So they use swabs. They have a machine as well where liquid can be analysed. And literally stick the bottle into a machine and analyse it in seconds. Leona McGuigan was analysing the trays as they went through, and she talked me through the process. And then I met some more very happy passengers.
So when a tray goes through the X-ray machine, if the machine flags something that it needs to look at, it'll be diverted down this lane to the recheck station. And then you can do a swab test for dangerous substances. So it means we're doing targeted searches now, rather than with the old machines, everything had to be checked in the bag. And a full 3D image is just, it's changed the way we... the way we're screening, and it's much, much safer. So this is a suspicious item. It's asking me to have a look in it. So when you click on the image, either it hasn't been able to analyse it, or it did and it picked up something that it's not happy with. So you can click on the image and have a look, see what it is. I just happen to know that must be some food item.
So you have a little piece of paper, you're putting it into the bag.
Yeah.
Finding the object. You're swabbing the actual item.
Yep. And then we test that for dangerous substances.
So what kind of dangerous substances does it test for?
It's testing for explosives and any chemicals that would be flammable on board an aircraft. So it's past that, so there isn't anything on that.
I think it's fantastic. I don't even have to take my laptop out of my bag. Very convenient. No, this is absolutely the best I've seen, actually, and I travel a lot, and it's the best I've seen in any airport.
Did you know that they had it here? So it's these CT scanners in the middle that are new.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. This is my second time flying back through Shannon since it reopened for Boston, and so I've seen this before. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. It can be a bit stressful taking out the laptop and the iPad and everything. Then you're trying to say, did I remember? Did I take that? Did I leave it in the tray? So I think it's the best I've seen.
No need for those see-through little plastic resealable bags for the miniatures.
Yes. Yes, I've had my moments with them. No, it's excellent.
Where are you off to?
Boston.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I live there. So.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great city. Thanks, Mel.
You're welcome.
We've all had our moments with those little plastic bags. A word of warning, though, from quite a few of our listeners saying you might get caught out if the return airport home doesn't have this facility. So,
yes.
Brian, if you're coming back from Barcelona with your bottle of hooch, which is what it was called on the programme yesterday, you could be in trouble. So you just need to watch for that, don't you?
You could also be in trouble if you're just if you're going to, say, for example, on from Shannon to Heathrow and then on to a separate airport.
Yep.
If you're transiting through, you could get in trouble there as well. Mm-hmm. So you do need to look at what the restrictions are in airports you might be going through.
Okay, I hear they let you into the presidential suite. This has got nothing to do with the security, so I don't know what you were doing in there.
Why are you sounding so surprised? They showed me where the distinguished guests and heads of states and celebrities are brought into. It was a really nice space and a really interesting guest book. I saw President Zelensky's name in there, for example. Everybody gets brown bread, Irish salmon, a little bit of Irish culture. So look, I think what Shannon Airport realises is they have to stand out to compete, and maybe, I suppose, given all the publicity around queues at airports at the moment, they are making a big play out of shorter queues. The fact you can park outside a terminal building, they say they'll have you from curb to airside in 10 to 15 minutes, so a lot of less stress, okay. They're saying.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that. Brian O'Connell there, and I'm joined now by Kevin Byrne, retired Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Security and Safety Auditor. Kevin, thanks very much for being with
us. Good morning, Claire.
It's hard to fathom now, but we used to be able to arrive at the airport a long time ago,
yes,
just minutes before the flight, and jump on board with the shoes and the coat and the bag and the belt and everything else. But everything obviously has changed.
Yes. Now, just on a point of correction, I might say, the liquid ban only came in on, I think, August 9, 2006. I had a particular interest in this because I was packing my suitcase to come home, having served 7.5 months on an overseas African mission with the EU. And my successor came in the door and said, "You can unpack now, Kevin. You won't be going anywhere because the British have closed the airspace." Mm-hmm. And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You only close airspace when the war is on." But somebody tried to blow up 6 airliners out of Heathrow going to the US of A using liquid explosives. And I said, "That doesn't sound real at all." But it was. And it changed the whole aviation world. And, you know, rules came in 48 hours, introducing the 100 milliliter bottle to all of us in all parts of the world because it was an existential threat to aviation security. So, you know, it goes back that far.
And would you say that it has worked in that terrorist attacks have been stopped as a result of this rule?
Yes, it did. I mean, we've had, this was going to be removed by technology in 2009, then again in 2012. The Germans had a new invention in 2014, but here we are 8 years later, 2022, and it's finally coming to fruition. What it does, of course, is make people more relaxed and, as you said, save time. And that's very vital nowadays as we're trying to get aviation up and running. And just another point of order, going through Heathrow, the UK government has indicated that all this new technology must be in all UK airports by December the 1st of this year. So that's quite ambitious and is good news for travellers going
Absolutely.
To and from the UK.
Things are going to move ahead very quickly. And it is
Indeed.
Important that they try to remove some of the stress from going through the airport.
Yes.
Because people
Yes.
tend to make mistakes because they're stressed out.
Yeah, would you believe, I didn't believe this until I did a bit of research. If you had an airport of maybe 30 million passengers a year, which hopefully will be the case in Dublin again, it was like that before the pandemic 2019, 10% of those people are actually fearful of flying. And they show this, they manifest it in different ways. Some of them do what I saw happened at 4 a.m. in the morning and indulge in, you know, taking alcohol. And the problem with that is if they're relaxed too much, you're climbing a mountain when you get onto a jet aircraft because the capacity, the volume of air in the aircraft itself is at 8,000 feet in most cases. So you're climbing a mountain in a matter of minutes, and the effect of alcohol in your bloodstream can have different effects on personalities. And then if you indulge in more alcohol on board the aircraft, if it's a long-haul flight, for example, you might behave in ways that wouldn't be possible on the ground.
Yes, and there could be trouble ahead.
Yes.
This listener says, when will they have something to detect a joint replacement rather than be frisked every single time? Any information on that, Kevin?
No, really, because you see, we have the original device was a metal detector to stop, you know, handguns and that kind of thing. It's got more sophisticated from that. The body scanners they had for quite a while, some years ago, introduced in the USA, were popular and then they became unpopular. But most airports will have at least one of them, so you can ask if you had a medical certificate to go to that. The body is scanned and they'll see what is an implant, and they will let you go through in the normal way. So it shouldn't be that stressful, and I think it can't be done easily enough.
Yeah, but that's going to add more time to your journey if you're asking for a special scan to be done, isn't it?
Not really. If you actually get into the row, I mean, you'll have different rows and you just show it to the thing, they'll bring you down there. They're quite good in that regard. In the same way where people of reduced mobility are treated. So I don't think it's a great problem in that regard. Okay. Not that many people would have the problem, I think.
People might have seen at the weekend an interesting story in the Mail on Sunday by John Lee, and he reported that firearms and improvised explosives passed undetected
yes.
through Dublin Airport security screening. Now, they were having a major safety audit when this happened. Was that a surprise to you?
It was, in that I am an airport security auditor myself, and I know that in some cases they test new staff by putting on screens. They can actually input a screen as opposed to the actual stuff itself. In other words, they don't bring the bag along. They just put up an image, and the image has to be analysed in a certain number of seconds by the staff looking at that. It's still very much a human aid. But if you're bringing real stuff in, they put people who are what they call, they're mystery shoppers, they're mystery travellers in that regard, and they've got devices that should be detected very early. I presume it's happening because the people behind the screens are not experienced. Normally in aviation, they combine experienced people with inexperienced people, so they get the training, on-the-job training, and get that. It's the same with flying, with maintaining aircraft, with air traffic controllers. You put a team on who have good experience, and they bring along those who mightn't have as much experience. But if you've lost all the staff, if you've made most of the people redundant, you cannot bring those back under the law in Ireland and probably elsewhere. You have to have new people in. It's possible that they just don't have the experience yet to pick up these things. It is a serious failing, and it will be addressed by more training and more experienced people coming in. But it will be tested again and again, because if you fail this standard, you're into an Article 15 situation, and aircraft leaving that airport have to be given more stringent security treatment, and that affects the efficiency of the airport, and it isn't good for the reputation of the location.
Kevin, before I let you go, as a former member of the Defence Forces, I just wanted to get a reaction from you to what happened in America at that primary school. And the details we know are still coming out, but so far 19 killed by an 18-year-old who on his 18th birthday could go and buy two rifles. I mean, and we have all of the outrage and all of the hand-wringing, but will anything change?
I don't think so. I mean, there are something like 400 million firearms in a state where there's only 350 or 60 million people like that. It is an extraordinary place. Personally, I've no particular problem with ownership of firearms, provided it's controlled and licensed, as it is in most of the civilized world as such. You know, you fill in forms, the police check you out, your background is checked, you carry them to a proper licensed firearm. I was in 22 states of the USA over the years like that, and by pure coincidence, 22 other states or states that I was in, some of them, they have open carry, which is an extraordinary concept to people, particularly people in the military like this. You carry your sidearm on a belt and you walk into the shop or the store or wherever you go and you carry it as an ordinary civilian. I've only ever seen that up in the Golan Heights and in different parts of Israel where the citizens can do that, but at least they're licensed to some extent. It's a very strange phenomenon in the Western world to have the ability to go into a shop as this young youth did and get two what are basically semi-automatic rifles to military spec. It's a very strange phenomenon, completely alien to us. And I think if ever a country needed new licensing laws and gun control, it is the US of A.
Yes, and that was said 10 years ago and before too. Well, Kevin, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for talking
to
us again this morning. Kevin Byrne there.